Santana taps one foul, third base side, and into the camera well. Bottom half of inning number four. 2-0 Brewers trying to sweep the Phillies. 0-1 is a little high. One ball and one strike. There is action in the Phillies bullpen. Right-hander starting to play catch. Jeff Hoffman. 1-1 curveball misses low. Hoffman was on the mound when all the chaos happened in the eighth inning a couple of days ago. Suarez has the sign and the 2-1. Up and out. Three balls and one strike. Cannon now on base in 15 straight games after his homer in the third. Pitch hit foul, a good pitch to hit, cutter down the middle and popped it up into the seats right side. And while we've got a moment, 10 seconds, station ID on the Brewers radio network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin, the Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Canna steps out, calls time before Suarez could deliver the pitch. With Bob Uecker and Kent Sommerfeld, Jeff Levering with you from American Family Field. 2-0 Brewers in the fourth. Suarez, payoff pitch. Jammed foul right side. Hey, almost for the ball boy down the right field line. It was in his sights. Oh, man. Good thing we're not in Philadelphia. He'd be getting booed right now. Some of the Phillies fans may be booing him. And he's frustrated. Oh, man. Dropped it. Had a shot. 3-2 pitch. Curveball hit into shallow right. Castellanos came burning in. Now stops and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Brewers do not put anybody on base against Suarez for the first time in any inning so far. They've got a 2-0 lead as we go to the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Nature's Touch. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Nature's Touch ice cream with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Nature's Touch. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Nature's Touch, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Losing sleep lately? The job, the house, the headlines, or investments? How about the feeling your investment partner isn't a partner at all? They might be operating in someone's best interest, but that someone isn't you. It's time for Annex Wealth Management. It's easy. Head to annexwealth.com, click the Get Started button. We work in your best interest as a fiduciary. That commitment runs so deep, we put it in writing. Does your advisor do that? Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management. Start at annexwealth.com.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Fifth inning, 2-0 Brewers. Bryce Harper to lead it off, and back with the action. Here's Bob Uecker.
All right, thank you, Jeff. And it is Bryce Harper, who in this series is now 0-for-9. Takes one down, low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Harper still at 302 with 15 home runs. 55 driven in. Miley deals again, a swing and a miss. And it's even now at a ball and a strike. Baseball brought to you in part by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miley, the original fastball down low, and Harper missed it. Ball one and strike two on him. 96 calories. That's Miller time. Miney deals again, tried the inside corner and just missed. Two balls, two strikes. The kick and the pitch hit in the air, and it's playable for Willie Adames into the sunshine in left field. Make the grab on that one. Takes care of Harper. Here's Alex, or Alec, I should say, Bohm, playing at first base today. First couple of games, he was the Phillies' third baseman, which is where he normally is. Miley outside, he missed. One ball and no strikes. Coming back, bouncer hit to third, right at Monasterio, and he throws a little bit off target, but played by Santana. Tour up, tour down here in the Philadelphia fifth inning. JT Realmuto, the catcher, is going to be the batter. Baseball brought to you in part by Usinger's great tasting Cedar Crest ice cream, a product that Usinger's handles very well. We know, because they handle it right to us. And the pitch right down the middle, strike one.
From plant to home.
We never refuse. And the pitch. Realmuto taps foul up along third. Two strikes on him.
The only middleman is when it goes into the package and then it's delivered to
That's
the home.
Right.
That's it.
You got it. And the pitch. Even the neighbors know. And that one nailed Realmuto, and he's going to be aboard, hit by a pitch. Caratini offering condolences as Realmuto starts to trot to first base and is limping noticeably. That one got him good.
Cutter on the back knee.
Wow. Yep. Right on the knee. Caratini out there talking things over with Wade Miley. That'll give Realmuto a little extra time to walk it off at first base, which he is still trying to do. In conference with Carlos Santana, he's all right. Easy for us to always say that. He's all right. Bryson Stott is the batter now, and Miley's right in there. Fastball, strike, 0-1.
JT will feel that when he gets into the squat next half inning.
Absolutely. It'll help, but you feel it for sure. Miley, a swing and a smash, gobbled by Santana at first base on a short hop. If he doesn't handle that one cleanly, can't tell you where he would be hurting. But it would be hurting. 4.5 in the book. Wow. That was a rocket hit by Stott. Phillies leave a runner. 4.5 complete. Still 2-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your country. 98 Q Country.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Action Floors, family-owned and operated in Mercer. A national and global exporter is searching for team members to be part of our Get Action crew. Don't wait for a rewarding career that develops limitless skills building Wisconsin maple flooring systems. We are now hiring, and you can be a part of it. Highly competitive wages, a great benefits package, a desirable schedule. Get action at Action Floor Systems. Apply online at actionfloors.com. That's actionfloors.com for more information.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Brewers half of inning number five is upon us. 2-0, Milwaukee has the lead. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for just $16.95. Win, lose, that's at home or away. Anytime. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and more details. Strike from Jeff Hoffman. Rangers Suarez. Afternoon is done. 4 innings. Couple of runs on 5 hits. Giving way to Jeff Hoffman, who last worked. Hit foul by Contreras. In that game on Friday night. Contreras, Santana, and Willie Adames scheduled here in the fifth inning. And the pitch, low and away, and Realmuto had to backhand that one. Ball one and strike two. Brewers heading out of town following today's game. And the pitch, low and away, and it's 2-2. Everything all packed, suitcases ready to be put on the truck to the airport and to Pittsburgh. Up and coming trip. Won't be easy. Pittsburgh and New York, the pitch. Half swing, I think, he went. Contreras was headed toward the dugout. Strikeout for Hoffman. And Santana's the batter. Struck out in the opening inning and then base hit on the infield for Carlos.
No matter the records, Uke, whenever the Brewers go to Pittsburgh, something crazy happens. Can book it.
You know, it's been that way. Forever and ever, some of the weirdest games and things that happen throughout the course of a game happen in Pittsburgh. The one that sticks out for me is a few years back, strike on the outside corner when the rains hit Pittsburgh and flooded the ballpark, put it underwater, the dugouts underwater. 1-1 delivery. Hoffman deals and he missed down low and inside on Carlos. Not only the water problem, but electricity at the ballpark and the problems with water and electricity. Major. The pitch popped up. And going to get out of play behind the Phillies dugout. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Santana. Go ahead.
That rain came in fast and furious.
Remember that?
Oh, I do, for sure. The dugouts were all flooded.
Oh, man.
And as you know, in Pittsburgh, there are a few more steps before you have to go up to get back to the clubhouse. That whole area down below was flooded.
Underwater. We're talking about, swinging a bouncer, hit to Boehm at first base, makes the play on Santana unassisted. And here is Willie Adames.
2 or 3 steps on the stairs that would go up to the clubhouse. It was 2 or 3 steps underwater.
I mean, you can, when people stand in the dugouts in Pittsburgh, if you're up on, the field level, and looking into the dugout, you're looking at a guy's head and neck, but that's what you see. Mm-hmm. You don't see the rest of them swinging a miss by Adames, and it's 0-1. And as Jeff was saying, underwater, I mean, we're talking about, you know, 4-5 feet of water in those dugouts and low and away, and it's even at a ball and a strike. The water rushing down the runways when you walk out of the clubhouse and into the dugouts, no chance. Hoffman deals, and this one is hit foul by Willie past Jason Lane down at third base. Ball one and strike two.
You had two options if you wanted to try and make it to the dugout. Option number one was canoe. Yes. Option number two was waders. That was it.
That ain't no kidding. And we're not talking about restaurant waiters. And the pitch. Willie took low and away, and it's 2-2. We're talking about waiters.
Yep. I'd forgotten about that. That was nasty.
That was a bad one.
I don't think we played that day.
No, we didn't. We did not. Willie, a swing and a miss. And that takes care of the crew here. 1-2-3. In the fifth, sixth inning coming up. It is still the Brewers 2 and the Philadelphia Phillies nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Need to update your furniture? Menards is your one-stop shop with all of the latest furniture styles at the lowest prices. Plus a great selection in stock, ready to take home today. So go ahead, relax in a recliner. Get cozy in a loveseat or simply unwind with a comfy sofa. Need more seats? We've got sectionals too. Get 11% off your new furniture set now at Menards. Good through September 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Dish the Monday Blues with Miller High Life Mondays. For select Monday home games, grab $6 Terrace Reserve and $12 Loge Bleacher tickets, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get your $6 seats today at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Truck drivers, are you looking for a driving job with more predictability? Get the stability and consistency you want as a Schneider dedicated driver. With new opportunities available daily, you'll find an account with the home time, schedule, and paychecks you've been looking for. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider offers CDL training options. Explore Schneider's huge selection of dedicated driving jobs today and find your perfect fit at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people. Join today by going to joinallofus.org.
Wade Miley all set to work the sixth inning, and Christian Pache leads off with a strike, looking, and takes strike two on the inside corner. Nothing and two on him. Miley, now time called by Pache. Miley normally would have thrown a pitch a minute ago already. Pache stepped out the pitch. Half swing and see you later. That was a half swing strikeout, but a strikeout. Edmundo Sosa is going to be the batter. You really get spoiled when you watch Miley work in a game.
You're not kidding.
And the pitch hit in the air, and this one is going to be playable. Cano waiting in left field and makes the catch. Sosa is retired. That didn't take long either. Wow.
Most pitches he's thrown in an inning, Uke, today is 16. That was in the fourth. He's just cruising.
I'm telling you. There's two outs here in the inning. Schwarber is in there now. He's 0 for 2 and takes one good on the inside corner. And it's one after another. I mean, Caratini, for the most part, when he receives the ball and throws it back to Miley, as he's throwing it back, he's putting down a sign, too. And the pitch. That is a little bit low, and it's 2-1. If you don't have something down there, he's going to throw a fastball, probably, or a changeup. That one missed again. They're all, the last three are missing. They're a little bit low, but that's it. Right down the middle. That one is low again, and he walks Schwarber. Tying run coming up now in Trey Turner. Nice to catch. Pretty much fastball, changeup. Every once in a while, a little bender. But other than that, swing and a miss. That's pretty much what you're getting. Two men around, runner aboard. Miley all set again. Here it is. Half swing. Did he go that time? Nope. Didn't look like it. Not from our vantage point anyway. Looked like he checked his swing in time. And the pitch. Smash off the glove of Monasterio. Could have made the play, but it was hit very hard. That will be scored as a base hit.
First of the game for the Phillies. And if you're Monasterio, you had a shot at it, but man, that would have been a tough play.
Yeah, he hit it hard, a one-hopper, and Monasterio got a glove on it but couldn't hold it. The error that was scored earlier in the game, did they change that, Kent? It went from a hit to an error. That was back in the opening inning. And that was the ball that Willie Adames hit. Now Nick Castellanos. Two are on for Philadelphia. Castellanos is in there, and Miley's all set to work. The pitch. It's off the inside corner, and it's ball one. Only hit in the game for Philadelphia. That bullet hit by Trey Turner. Coming back, Castellanos lines one to left. Into the corner, run down by Canna. One run's going to score. In the second goes Castellanos. Run scoring double, and the Phillies are on the board. One into the left field corner. He hit it well, and by the time Canna got to it, Schwarber in easily. Turner at third, and Castellanos the run scoring double.
Canna did an outstanding job in the corner, going into a foot first slide and knocking that ball down. If it gets to the wall, this game's tied.
Yep, it would have been tied, and a three bagger for Castellanos. Chris Hook is out there checking on Wade Miley, who's still throwing the ball well. There's no problem there. And the Brewers' bullpen, as a matter of fact, is quiet. Three, four, seven, three. Bryce Harper is going to be the batter. Run at third, lead run for the Phillies at second, and Harper took one outside, ball one. 1, Brewers lead here in the 6th. Harper, a bouncer to Santana, should end the inning. And Will, and Harper is still 0-for. Well, Philadelphia gets on the board. Couple of base hits. Two left stranded. 5.5 are in the book now. It's the Brewers 2 and the Philadelphia Phillies 1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Sir Anthony Dominguez is the new pitcher for Philadelphia. Tyrone Taylor will be the first to face him here in the 6th inning. Taylor today a base hit and a strikeout. Takes a strike on the outside corner on its 0-1. Brewers own the hit column along with the run column, 2-1. And they've out-hit the Phillies today, 5-2 here in the 6th. One ball and one strike on Tyrone Taylor. From the stretch, coming back, and he popped it up. And it's going to be Alec Bohm on the catch. One up and one down for Joey Weimer. He has lined out and walked today. And the pitch caught the outside corner, and it's 0-1. From the stretch, here he comes again, and Weimer took one low that time, and off the outside, it's even at a ball and a strike. Today's attendance, 33,473. Sponsored by the All of Us Research Program, Wisconsin. Weimer, a low inside fastball, he looked. All of Us Research Program, better, healthier planet. And the 2-1 delivery is hit in the air, and it's going to be very playable in shallow right. Castellanos is there. That's the second out in the inning. Victor Caratini is coming up now. Sixth inning, the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Brittany Hicks, Kong Frika from Fond du Lac is our contestant. 450 bucks in our jackpot. Caratini in there, and the pitch. Breaking ball, strike. Little slider that time from Dominguez. Victor today, a base hit back in the second and then struck out in the third. Stepping out momentarily. 2-1 Brewers lead. We're in the sixth inning. Final game of the homestand. Heading out of town following today's action. Lone inside. Even at a ball and a strike now.
That last name that you just read, hyphenated, that would be a long last name to put on the back of a uniform.
Or signing baseballs.
Yes, it would.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Autograph session. And the pitch. Swinging a foul back. Brittany Hicks Kongprica, I believe it is. Yeah, up in Fonale.
Yeah, that would take a whole sweet spot on a baseball. You go horseshoe to horseshoe.
Definitely. Watch it. 1-2 and coming back. Hit to left. He was going that way all the way. He better hold. Yep. He will do that. There's nobody in the area at third base, and that's right where Caratini hit it. Right where he was trying to hit it. And he reaches. And the batter is Andrew Monasterio. Two-out base hit for Victor, his second today. And the pitch caught the outside corner. Strike one. Monasterio's got some pop every once in a while. And the pitch, too low and off the outside. It's even at a ball and a strike. He's got three on the year. Capable. In the home run inning, absolutely. And the pitch drops low on a changeup. Two balls and a strike. From the stretch. Here it is. He got jammed and hits one to right. Very playable for Castellanos. And the inning is over. Brewers get nothing. Two-out base hit by Caratini. He's left stranded. Seventh inning is coming up. Got a good one going here today. It's 2-1 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on. And it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
Is there anything sweeter than the crisp sound of a driver when it connects purely with the ball? Many golfers evaluate the quality of their shot by the sound it makes. You may feel the same about your financial plan. Something doesn't seem, look, or sound right. Think of Annex Wealth Management as financial swing doctors. We'll give you the truly objective analysis that comes from a fee-only fiduciary with no products to push or commissions to chase. If you need help, talk to our pros. Get started at AnnexWealth.com.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Still have the lead, and Wade Miley is still on working. He'll start the seventh, and back in to call it for you. Here's Jeff Levery.
All righty, thanks, Uke. Brewers bullpen starts to heat up. Abner Uribe just began playing catch. As Wade Miley giving up his first run of the ball game, his first hit of the ball game with two outs in the sixth. And that was followed by Nick Castellanos' RBI double. It's a 2-1 contest. Alec Bohm leads it off. He's grounded out twice to the left side. First pitch swinging, fouls it back and into the second deck. Bullpen loosening for Philadelphia. Left-hander Matt Strom starting to play catch as Bohm calls time. Looks like he got something in his eye. Where's that sweat band, I should say, around his forehead, keeping some of his hair out of his eyes. Back in the batter's box, 0-1 from Miley. Up and in. One ball, one strike. A 2-1 game, couple of solo homers for the Brewers. It's a very good hitting lineup for the Phillies. The 1-1, change up low. And it's a 2-ball, one strike count. Power up and down the lineup. Bohm with 15 homers. He's 1 out of 9 in the series. And a line drive into left center. Weimer is on the move. Can't get it. It's gone. Just carried over the yellow line. And just like that, we're tied. That looked like a 2-iron getting out for Alec Bohm. His 16th home run of the season. I thought for sure it would hit off the wall and stay in the ballpark. But a low line drive homer for Alec Bohm. And we are even. 2-2 is our score. Just his second hit of the series. He took a changeup down and out and got it into the Brewers' bullpen. Just over that yellow line. Here's JT Realmuto. And he takes off the inside corner with a cutter. One ball and no strikes. Battle of the bullpens now as Wade Miley delivers. That one's hit hard to center. Back is Weimer. He's out of room. It's off the scoreboard. And the Phillies have gone back to back to make it 3-2. Well, for Wade, pitching into the seventh inning for the first time in a while. First time since he went seven full against the Padres in April. JT Realmuto hits a solo home run. 17th of the year, is second in as many days, and now it's Bryson Stott. Stott bounced out to second base in his only plate appearance of the game and takes a strike. Breaking ball from Wade Miley. Might be the last hitter for Miley, the left-hander Stott. 0-1, hit down the left field line. That's slicing into the seats, foul. Uribe is ready. Well, this game changed directions on a dime. Pitch, a swing and a miss, and Stott is gone on strikes. And we'll see what Craig Counsell decides to do as Pache is coming up. Listen, the Brewers' bullpen might be a little thin today, knowing that Devin Williams may not be available. Craig Counsell is staying in the dugout. The pitch to Pache, squares to bunt, pulls it back, and takes low for ball one. And check the appeal. See whether or not he went. He did not. And Brewers trailing now. 3-2. The 1-0 is inside. It's a 2-ball, no strike count on Pache, the number 8 hitter in the lineup. And just as the Phillies have taken the lead in the 7th, as Pache swings and misses at a changeup, it's 2-1. The Cubs have taken the lead against Cincinnati. 7-5 down in Cincy. 2-1 pitch. Is a strike on the corner. Caught that inside edge, and it's 2-2 on Pache. He's walked and struck out. 2-2. Misses low and in. Tried that cutter again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Another strikeout for Miley, by the way. He has 4 in the game. Ortho ASAP strikeouts. 3-2. Outside, and he walked him. Second time that he's walked Pache, third walk in the game, and here comes Craig Counsell. Well, he wanted Wade Miley to finish this ball game, wanted to finish the seventh, especially with a shorter bullpen. Miley at 89 pitches is going to be done for the day. As Abner Uribe is going to come in for Milwaukee with Edmundo Sosa coming to the plate. U.S. Cellular called the bullpen. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brewers. You want to enjoy the ball game? Make sure you cheer first and then scroll later. U.S. Cellular built for us. Pair of solo homers for the Phillies. They have a 3-2 lead and a man on in this seventh inning on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. Oh, visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Truck drivers, stay busy and find a job with the hometime paychecks and predictability you need at Schneider. Our industry-leading selection of driving jobs means you can get the home time that suits your schedule, whether that be daily, weekly, monthly, or something in between. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Phillies still hitting in the top of the seventh inning. Back-to-back homers by Bohm and Realmuto. Bohm's just got over the wall in left center. Realmuto's over by plenty. 443 feet for JT Realmuto to give the Phillies a 3-2 lead. Miley responsible for the runner at first. Six and a third innings. Four Ks and three walks. Allowed just four hits, all coming in the last two innings. And Abner Uribe takes over. 21st appearance for him, a 183 earned run average. He's got Sosa at the plate. And Abner Uribe ready to work, and his pitch is a ball. Little low, 99 right at the knees. Call for ball one, though. Pache, the runner at first base, decent speed. 1-0 coming. Ground ball to short. Should be two. They get one. Throw to first. Not going to happen. Terang couldn't get it out of his glove. So they'll get the lead runner. Oh, that was a tailor-made double play. 6-4-3. But for the first time in my recollection all season, Bryce Terang unable to get that ball out of his glove to turn two. So Kyle Schwarber has an opportunity to hit. That's exactly why Craig Counsell brought Abner Uribe into this game. To get that ground ball from Sosa, he got it. Unfortunately, the Brewers couldn't turn two. So now it's Schwarber. Power versus power, the first pitch. Strike one at 100 miles an hour with the sinker. Schwarber walked and then scored on the double by Castellanos in the sixth. 0-1 pitch. And it's low and in the dirt, scooped up nicely by Caratini. It skipped off the plate at 99, and he was able to smother it. No time to try and block it. His only hope was to pick it like a first baseman would. 1-1 on Schwarber. The pitch outside with the sinker. Two balls and one strike. The dangerous Trey Turner on deck. Plenty of danger with Schwarber at the plate right now. The Phillies with a pair of solo homers in the seventh to take the lead. The 2-1. Inside with a slider, nearly hit his back foot. Three balls and one strike on Schwarber. Now you really got to be careful. The stretch, 3-1 pitch, up and out. Threw him a first pitch strike and then four straight out of the zone. Schwarber draws another walk and it's Trey Turner. One of the hottest hitters on the planet. Mookie Betts, I think, took that crown of the month of August. Hit 455 to Betts. But Trey Turner equally as hot as Uribe comes in. Got the ground ball that he needed. Unable to turn two and the inning extends. Trey Turner the hitter. Base hit in the sixth. Broke up Miley's no-hit bid. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Bat goes flying back to the backstop. 99-mile-an-hour fastball, and Trey Turner might need a little more stick-em. Gives us an opportunity to remind you, Toyota's lineup is hitting it out of the park with all-stars like RAV4, Camry, and Tundra. Reserve yours now. Visit Wisconsin, your Wisconsin Toyota dealers, toyota.com, for more information. Trey Turner hits with runners at first and second and two outs. 3-2 Philadelphia in the top of the seventh. The Brewers will have 9-1-2 scheduled. And Strom, the lefty in the bullpen. The 0-1. Turner looked at ball one. 100-mile-an-hour sinker. The Phillies in pretty good shape with their bullpen. One in, one on Turner. Uribe delivers. Slider down and out. Turner spit on it. Two balls and one strike. 33,473 are attendance today. Most of them in the shade with the roof half closed. Good speed at second and Sosa. 2-1 pitch. Line drive, base hit back up the middle. Sosa's going to come around and score. Weimer gets the ball in. It's a three-run seventh inning for Philadelphia as Trey Turner drives in another run. And that inability to turn two, costing the Brewers a run. Again, such a rarity not to see Bryce Terang make that turn on a double play. The initial fielding of that ground ball from Willy Adames as well was a little clunky. There was maybe a touch of the timing thrown off. He was able to get it to Terang in plenty of time, but Bryce just couldn't get it out of his glove. And now Abner Uribe, who inherited a runner, allows that runner to score. Schwarber to second. Trey Turner with an RBI single. And Nick Castellanos, who had an RBI double back in the sixth, is the hitter. That run charged to Wade Miley. You wouldn't think that it would be, but since he walked Christian Pache, Uribe came in, got the fielder's choice. One of those scoring things where that runner still belongs to Wade Miley. So you can close the book on Miley. 6 1/3 innings. A 4-run ball. He pitched way better than that. Took a no-hitter into the sixth. 5 2/3 no-hit innings. Castellanos the hitter. And swing and a miss at the slider. Trying to get that slider dialed in. Finally gets one for Castellanos to try and square up. Baited him nicely. 0-1 on Castellanos. Schwarber and Turner are the runners. 4-2 Phillies. The 0-1 slider, half swing. Yeah, he did. Nothing in two. Home plate umpire Corey Blazer needed help from Derek Thomas. Throw him another one of those sliders, get out of the inning. Two strikes on Castellanos. Going away, Caratini, and Uribe deals. There's that slider, and he laid off that one. First time he laid off the slider. Ready again. 1-2 pitch. Hit foul. Slider from Abner Uribe, and it was not that nasty tight slider that he's been throwing the first couple of pitches to Castellanos. He's not thrown him a fastball. Not yet, anyway. Caratini sets up away again. 1-2. Miss just off the outside corner at 102. Uribe thought he had strike three. Started walking off the mound. It was close. Could have been. And Caratini asking Corey Blazer where it missed. That's a pitch that's been a strike. So now flush it if you're Uribe and throw another good one. 2-2. Slider swinging a miss. Caratini blocks it. And Castellanos is gone. Ortho ASAP strikeout ends the inning. Phillies send eight to the plate, score three times, including the back-to-back homers. It's time to stretch in Milwaukee, 4-2 Philadelphia. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you. Calling all kids and seniors. For select weekday afternoon home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on Brewers tickets, courtesy of WPS Health Insurance. Check out the schedule and get your seats at brewers.com/deals. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
Chemical and Industrial Engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Hupie and Abraham, 1-800-800-5678, hupie.com.
In this bottom of the seventh inning, find themselves trailing by a score of 4-2. Left-hander Matt Strom comes into the ball game. Four appearances for him over his last nine ball games. 11 1/3 innings, he's allowed just one run, has not walked a batter, with 14 strikeouts. So Strom comes in, and we will see a pinch hitter to start the inning for Milwaukee. Bryce Terang was originally scheduled. We'll see Owen Miller come off the bench and hit for Bryce Terang. Miller had some drama, to say the least, on Friday when he hit. That was in the eighth inning. Hit a ball underneath the glove of Alec Bohm. Ended up allowing Free to score. And the Brewers went on to win that 7-5. Same score yesterday in their victory over Philadelphia. Well, the Brewers have an uphill climb in the bottom of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch, by the way, brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino. Experience that grand slam feeling when you book a getaway to the largest resort north of Milwaukee. Visit islandresortandcasino.com today. So Owen Miller, pinch hitting for Bryce Terang. Mark Canna to follow, and then William Contreras. Certainly not out of the woods. He got nine outs to play with and down by a couple of runs. As Andrew Chafin begins to loosen in the Brewers' pen. A couple of big homers for the Phillies in that seventh against Wade Miley. Strom's ready. First pitch to Owen Miller. Misses high for ball one. 93 miles an hour from the long-haired lefty. Miller at 262 on the season. Five homers, driven in 27. Pitch from Strom. Strike on the inside corner at 92. Strom's been good. We talked about it. Giving up just one run in his last nine games. 1-1, Strom deals. And it's low and in the dirt. Take him any way you can get him. Saw that in the eighth inning rally a couple days ago against Alvarado, too. Struggling with his command, Brewers took advantage of it. A bases loaded walk before that three-run error by Bohm. 4-for-23 is a pinch hitter is Miller. 2-1 inside. Three balls and one strike. All it takes is one. Strom wants a new baseball. And he'll get one from the home plate umpire. Strom facing Owen Miller for the second time. Three and one. Strom throws. And a swing and a miss. Fastball in the inner part of the plate at 93. Miller tried to jump it. Fastballs and sliders. That's the big thing for Strom. And the 3-2. Inside, he walked him. Leadoff man on for the Brewers. Owen Miller works the walk, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Walk right in, there is a difference. Now Mark Canna is the hitter. Tying run at the plate for the Brewers. They've hit a pair of solo homers in the game. Mark Canna hit one of them in the third. Milwaukee has only had two base runners since that third inning. They left the bases loaded. Pitch to Canna. Up and out, ball one. Canna has faced Strom a couple of times, a walk and a strikeout, and JT Realmuto is out for a chat with his left-handed reliever. We'll start Hispanic Heritage Month on September 15th of the Brewers at Serviceros Night. It's presented by Aurora Healthcare. Annual celebration includes a special hat for fans who purchase a special Serviceros ticket. You can get yours by going to Brewers.com. This bullpen for the Phillies has been a bright spot this year. 3.72 ERA for the relievers. Opponents hitting just 2.39 against the Phillies pen. Trying to get something done against this group is Milwaukee. Short lead for Miller. 1-0. Outside 2-0. You got Contreras next. Canna, who has a keen eye at the plate, to say the least. Right side of the infield, wide open. 2-0 pitch. Fly ball down the right field line, foul. A good one to hit on the outside corner. Slightly off the end. Well, the Cubs have put up a 7-run top of the eighth inning to pull away there. 12-5 Chicago against the Reds. All the Brewers can do is take care of their own business. That's all they care about. Nice to have a little help. 2-1. High again. It's 3-1, and Strom can't find it. Brewers got to the starter, Aaron Nola, yesterday. Bullpen shut it down from there. Brewers got 7 against Nola. Milwaukee got to the Phillies bullpen in game number 1. 3-1 on Canna. Strom throws home. And he walked him. Ball four. Back-to-back walks to set the stage for William Contreras. Both Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin walks. Ortho ASAP walk right in. There is a difference. As we mentioned as we came on here, the bottom of the seventh, you take him as you can get him. And Caleb Cotham, pitching coach, is out to chat while they discuss. 10 seconds, station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
With Bob Uecker and Kent Sommerfeld, Jeff Levering with you. Fans getting loud for William Contreras. Pitching coach Caleb Kotham out to chat with Strom, who's walked the first two hitters of the inning. And Contreras, one of the best hitters on the team against